September 16th, 7 p.m., and September 19th at 6 p.m. The location, there are different locations. From September 12th to 13th, it's going to be at the India House. September 16th, it's going to be Height School of Yoga, located at 1547 Rutland Street in Houston, Texas. And on September 19th, at VPSS Haveli, located at 11715 Belfort Village Drive. For further information, call 832-780-9008.
Today, September 6th, is Srila Prabhupada's Appearance Day. ISKCON will be celebrating Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja during the regular Sunday feast program. The schedule is as follows. 5:30 p.m. is Aarti. 5:50 p.m. is class by His Highness Kunagrahi Maharaj. 7 p.m. is Pushpanjali, and 7:30 is Srila Prabhupada's Aarti.
Somyakasi Sivalaya. Sri Somyakasi Sivalaya is located at Chinmaya Prabha, 10353 Synod Road, Sugarland, Texas, 77478. Temple time means Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, and 5 to 8 p.m. Saturday and Sundays, 8:30 to 2 p.m. and 5 to 8 p.m. Call Bharti Sutaria 281-568-1690 or J. Desmukh at 832-541-0059 or visit www.somyakasi.org.
Hindus of Greater Houston, in association with ISKCON, will be celebrating the 26th Grand Annual Janmashtami on Saturday, September 12th, 2015 at the George R. Brown Convention Center from 6 p.m. until midnight. It is also ISKCON's 50th year celebrations, so you're all cordially invited to be there at the George R. Brown Convention Center to celebrate Janmashtami. This year they'll also be having Puloki Holi, which is 1 million petals will be released right after Dandiyaras. So it's a sight to see, and it's a beautiful celebration. So come everybody to George R. Brown Convention Center. It'll be at 6 p.m. until midnight this Saturday.
Gaudiya Math, Sri Govindji Gaudiya Math at 16628 Keith Harrow Boulevard, Houston 77084. Satsang Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. Mantra meditation, Kirtan, Sanatan Dharma classes, Vedic education and Hindi classes for kids, Gita classes from noon to 1:30 p.m. Wednesday, Hanuman Chalisa and Ramcharita Manas on Tuesday, 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Info at sggm.org or 281-499-3347. Those are all the announcements we have this week.
And if you, I know we talk about it, a lot of things we talk about, and it's hard to remember. So you can actually go to our website at sanatanhinducenter.org, and under community, you can look at events, festivals, name of priest in the Houston area, and all the temples which are there in Houston area. So please visit our website, and you will be able to see a lot of information there.
And listeners, join us at 11 o'clock today to discuss the various avatars, including Krishna avatar. Our studio number is 832-704-9273. Listeners, we're gonna continue our discussions from the Bhagavad Gita. So we're gonna read from an article by Oshin Kumar, and it says 30 Bhagavad Gita quotes that have life-changing lessons for all of us. We're kept from our goal, not by our obstacles, but by a clear path to a lesser goal. No one should abandon their duties because he or she sees a defect in them. Every action, every activity is surrounded by defects, much as a fire is surrounded by smoke. Abandon all attachment to the results of action and attain supreme peace. On this path, effort never goes to waste and there is no failure. Even a little effort, spiritual awareness, will protect you from the greatest fear. There are three gates to self-destructive hell: lust, anger, and greed. Renounce these three. They live in wisdom who see themselves in all and all in them, who have renounced every selfish desire and sense craving tormenting the heart. You have the right to work, but never to the fruit of the work. You should never engage in action simply for the sake of reward, nor should you long for inaction. The wise work for the welfare of the world, without thought for themselves. Actions do not cling to me because I am not attached to the results. Those who understand this and practice it live in absolute freedom. The offering of wisdom is better than any material offering. Even if you are the most sinful of all sinners, you could cross beyond all sin by the raft of spiritual wisdom. Pleasure conceived in the world of senses have a beginning and an end, and give birth to misery. When a person responds to the joys and sorrows of others as if they were his own, he has attained the highest state of spiritual union. Better indeed is knowledge than mechanical practice. Better than knowledge is meditation. Calmness, gentleness, silence, self-restraint, and purity, these are the disciplines of the mind. The meaning of karma is in the intention. The intention behind action is what matters. Those who are motivated only by desire for the fruit of action are miserable, for they are constantly anxious about the results of what they do for. Fear not what is not real, never was and never will be. What is real always was and cannot be destroyed. The mind acts like an enemy for those who do not or cannot control it. Impermanence is the law of the universe. As a human being puts on new garments, giving up old ones, the soul similarly accepts new material bodies, giving up the old and useless ones. Why do you worry unnecessarily? Whom do you fear? Who can kill you? The soul is neither born nor does it die. Whatever happened was good. What's happening is good. Whatever will happen will also be good. You need not have any regrets from the past and do not worry about the future. Live in the present. There is nothing lost nor wasted in this life on the path to spirituality. Perform your obligatory duty, because action is indeed better than inaction. Man is made by his belief, so as he believes, so he is. Creation is only the projection into form of that which already exists. It is better to leave your own destiny imperfectly than to live an imitation of somebody else's life with perfection. He who is deluded by the ego thinks, "I am the doer." These are the precious words of wisdom. Reflect on them, spoken by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, and then the choice to do is yours.
Shri Krishna Chandra. Shri Krishna Chandra Ne राते कृष्ण चंद्र ने मथुरा त्रे गो खुद को आए गो खूब अब जाके रंग में राच रहे कब जाके रंग में राच रहे कब जाके रंग में राच रहे कब जाके रंग में राच रहे राधा गुने गायबो छोड़ दियो कब जाके
Thank you. பலம்புரி போல் நின்றதிருந்து ஆழி போல் மின்னி பலம்புரி போல் நின்றதிருந்து தாழாதேஷார்கம் உதைத்த சரமழை போல் வாழ புல
Namaskaram, Vanakkam, Suprabhatam. This portion of the radio program is brought to you in part by Sri Meenakshi Temple. Sri Meenakshi Temple is located in Pearland, a Houston suburb near Hobby Airport. You're all welcome to visit the temple. Ashtotra Archana can be performed on a walk-in basis. You can also sponsor the puja online at www.emeenakshi.org or you can call the temple at 281-489-0358. Happy Janmashtami. Wishing you all the best of blessings from the beautiful Krishna who was born yesterday, today, and again tomorrow and next week at the George R. Brown Convention Center as we celebrate Krishna's birth, which is a significant festival in all of Hindu temples, at your homes, as well as the celebration always continues for the Lord, beautiful Lord Krishna. In Meenakshi Temple, they celebrated the birth of Lord Krishna, welcoming him, and also we will have special puja and abhishekam for Sri Krishna at the temple, and you can contact Gokulashtami and Janmashtami. Today is what is called Sri Jayanti. Sri Jayanti combines what is called the Rohini Nakshatra celebration. Some groups of Vaishnavites celebrate the presence of Sri Jayanti, which means that Sri Krishna's Rohini Nakshatra is celebrated. Today being the first Sunday of the month, 6th September, Venkateshwara Abhishekam happens as we speak, starting at 10:30 a.m. at Sri Meenakshi Temple. Tomorrow will be Shiva Abhishekam, Ekadasi Venkateshwara Abhishekam, happening at 7 p.m. I now bring you one of the most beautiful songs composed by St. Thyagaraja, and this is in the praise of Lord of Sri Rangam, Sri Ranganatha. And this is Jhootha Murare. Here, it is said that it is saying that Krishna visits everybody when you just call him by name. So here we go, Jhootha Murare.
Jhootha Murare Sudha Tula Ranga Pari Jhootha Murare Sudha Tula Ranga Pari Jhootha Murare Sudha Tula Ranga Pari Jhootha Murare Sudha Tula
Chutha Murare. Look at the beautiful Murare, Krishna. Krishna is considered as the supreme deity worshipped across many traditions of Hinduism. A variety of different perspectives is recognized as the eighth incarnation of Lord Vishnu, and one and the same Vishnu, one of the Trimurtis of Supreme God. He is the principal protagonist with Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, also known as the Song of God, which depicts the conversation of the royal prince Arjuna and Krishna during the great battle of Kurukshetra 5,000 years ago, where Arjuna discovers Krishna is God and comprehends his nature and will for him and for mankind. The present age, Krishna is one of the most widely revered and the most popular of the Indian divine personalities. Krishna is often described and portrayed as an infant eating butter, a young boy playing the flute in the Bhagavad Purana, and a young man along with Radha and her elder giving direction and guidance as in the Bhagavad Gita. The stories of Krishna appear to be a broad spectrum of Hindu philosophical and theological traditions. They portray various perspectives: godchild, prankster, the modern lover, the divine hero, and the supreme being. The principal scriptures discussing Krishna's story are in the Mahabharata, Harivamsa, Bhagavata Purana, and the Vishnu Purana. Krishna's disappearance marks the Dwapara Yuga and the start of the Kali Yuga, which is dated in 3102 BCE. Worship of the deity, either in the form of deity Krishna, in the form of Vasudeva, Bala, Krishna, Gopala, Krishnaism arose in the Middle Ages in the context of the Bhakti movement. From 10th century AD, Krishna became the favorite subject of performing arts. Religious traditions of devotion developed in the forms of Krishna, Jagannatha in Odisha, Vithoba in Maharashtra, Srinathji in Rajasthan, and in 1960s, the worship of Krishna consciousness spread the Western world and in Africa, largely due to International Society of Krishna Consciousness. Speaking of which, ISKCON is celebrating the 50 years of its inception in the United States. Sri Prabhupada arrived here 50 years ago to establish the following year this International Society of Krishna Consciousness. Why would he do that? Just to simple think that he came here with only one kind of intention in his mind, and all that he knew was only this: to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He didn't know anything. I'm going to draw a parallel to what Prabhupada did along with Mahapariva of Kanshi Shankaracharya. He was also a contemporary of Prabhupada, and when he was about, 14 years old, the head of the Pita, Shankaracharya Kanchi Pitam, passed away. They wanted a replacement. They didn't have anybody even thought of at that point. And then there was somebody in the mutt who said, there is one boy whose name is Swaminathan, who is born in Kumbakonam, and he will be the next pontiff of the matam. And so when they approached him, this kid, he didn't know anything. He was, of course, a very divine personality by birth also. But he said, all I know only to say Rama, 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 Rama. So all the way when he was brought all the way from Kumbakonam to Kanchipuram, and he was riding on a bullock truck, it is given in his history that all the way on the bullock truck, all he said was Rama, 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 Rama. But then he was considered as the most prominent saint of the times in Tamil Nadu, all over the world, and extremely kind of a divine person in human form. Similarly, Prabhupada is now worshipped more like a guru. And yesterday, I know Deepa Kotecha-ji is smiling at me here. What a beautiful kind of a Krishna, you know, was celebrated as Radha Nila Madhava yesterday. And I think that is what we want to do with ISKCON 50 celebration at the George R. Brown Convention Center. Meenakshi Temple will conduct the usual procession along with their deity, bringing their chariot into the George R. Brown Convention Center, where we will have the formal procession at the beginning of the Janmashtami celebration. We invite you once again to that, as well as let us now bring you one more song. This one is Raju Vedala Juda Murare. We are inviting everyone to come and see, because many of us cannot go inside the temple due to certain reasons. Things might happen at home that you cannot leave your house and enter the temple. This song, Tyagaraja describes that God comes out to give darshan to everybody, and that is why processions are conducted in most temples in India for those who are invalid, those who cannot come to the temple. God says, I am coming to you. And here it is, that beautiful song, Raju Vedala Juda Murare. Here comes the Lord in the streets to give you darshan.
Yeah.
Krishna in the West, Krishna Bhakti movement had spread outside India when its founder Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and his guru Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura traveled from the homeland from West Bengal to the New York City in the year later, 1966. After gaining many followers, he was able to form International Society of Krishna Consciousness and the Hare Krishna movement. The purpose of this movement was to write about Krishna in English and to share the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy with people in the Western world by spreading his teaching and Sai Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In an effort to gain attention following chanting of names in public locations, this chanting was known as Harinama Sankirtana and helped spread teaching. Additionally, practice of distributing prasad and worked for the catalyst of his dissemination of his works in the Hare Krishna movement. Prasad, vegetarian dish, would be first offered to Krishna. The food's proximity to Krishna had a spiritual effect and was seen as counteract material contamination attending the soul, not affecting the soul. Sharing the sanctified food in the public enabled them to move and gain further spread of his teachings all over the world, and also the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Going back to what is happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple for the rest of the month of September, we have a Vinayaka Chaturthi Ganesh Temple anniversary starting on 17th of September. 19th is Shashti Subramanya Abhishekam. 20th, Vinayaka Chaturthi celebrations happens at Sri Meenakshi Temple in a grand manner. 21st is Moola Nakshatram Anjaneya Abhishekam. And 24th is Ekadashi with Venkateshwara Abhishekam. You can contact the temple, sponsor the puja prepaid on www.emeenakshi.org. And as I said, call the temple at 281-489-0358 extension 100. Now, we conclude with this beautiful song once again. And today we are concentrating on the Srirangam Pancharatnam. And this is O Rangasai, who is also the form of Lord Krishna. And actually, before Lord Krishna was born, Ramavatar took place and the Srirangam idol was worshipped by the family of Ikshvaku, handed over generations to Lord to Sri Dasharatha, and Rama himself worshipped this and was brought as given as a kula. This was given as Kula Sampati, which was requested by Vibhishana. He said, I want to take something from Ayodhya. And since Rama was coronating him as the king of Lanka, he said, let me take this deity that I really kind of want to worship him. So as he traveled south in near the Kaveri bed, he wanted to do Sandhya Vandanam. So he placed the one condition that Rama had told him, don't place it anywhere. But as Sandhya Vandanam approached, Vibhishana being a Brahmin, that he had to do Sandhya Vandanam in the evening, he said, okay, let me put this in this river bed and I will be back soon after the Sandhya Vandanam, take him back to Lanka. But once he kept it, he could not move it. And so Sri Ranganatha told him, I will face south, I will face Sri Lanka. And it is even now believed that every day in the night, Vibhishana travels. He is one of the Chiranjeevis and he comes to Sri Rangam to worship Lord Ranganatha. With the blessings of Lord Ranganatha, Bhagwan Krishna and all the Parivar at Sri Meenakshi Temple, we wish you a very happy Janmashtami, good health, happiness and good wealth always to all of you. From our Sanatan Hindu Center and Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, we will be back on air next Sunday bringing you this segment, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. And yes, and here we go. We bring you this song in praise of Lord Ranganatha. And do mark your calendar. We will see you on 12th September at George R. Brown Convention Center, joining us at the community-wide Janmashtami celebration presented by the Hindus of Greater Houston. And thank you all. And here we go with this song, Tyagaraja's, the final song of Sri Ranga Pancharatnam.
Tell him.